Hello, everybody. Welcome to It Was Tuesday with your host, James Chen, and Nathan wants to join in on the hosting deals as well. We're going to talk about a feature that I feel like every fighting game needs to add to their game. I think that this is pertinent, and I think that this would improve online experiences a lot, and that is group ranked. Now, I've had a video about this before. You've heard me talk about this in other videos, but I wanted to make specifically this one video here talking about what this concept is. It's exactly as it sounds, which is basically you can play ranked online, but you do it in a group. And this is really important because what happens is this creates camaraderie. This creates the ability for people to give advice. Not only that, but it also makes it so that you watch more matches. So how does this work? Basically, I don't want to create dojos. I don't want to create clubs or clans or whatever like that. This is literally an on-the-fly thing. You sit there and you go into your, you go online to Street Fighter, says, hey, your friend is online. And then you go and ping him and say, hey, do you want to do a group rank? And so all of a sudden, the player will be like, okay, let's do group rank. And what happens is, if he accepts that, you join his rank session. And you can do this up to four people, maybe, like four or five. We'll figure out, you know, we can adjust what the max is. But afterwards, what happens is that all of the players in the group then take turns playing ranked one at a time. And they all can talk to each other in, you know, the in-game microphone, or they can set up a Discord. But the important thing is the other players end up watching and they can give advice during the match, you know, and then on top of that, if the player wins their match, everybody gets points. Even the people watching. Now, the people watching don't get a lot of points. They'll get, like, let's say you win 150 points for winning a ranked match. You know, they'll get 15 points, whatever. But the thing is, if you watch three matches in a row, you'll get 45 points. And then when it comes to your turn and you play, if you play your whole match all the way through, you take all 45 points. You'll actually get all 45 points. The reason why I have it set up like this is because that way, you know, you don't want to be able to just like skip your turn, and let someone carry you to higher ranks, even as little points as it is. So the only way you can get the points is actually playing your match all the way through till the end of the match. Then you collect the points that you would have gotten from watching the other people. That's how you collect the points. You don't get the points until you complete your match. The reason why this exists is because there will be times that you will legit have to skip your turn. There will be times where you legit are, I really need to, the DoorDash is here, or my mom is yelling at me, or I really, really need to go to the bathroom for a few minutes. I'll be back, right? And so the other people can skip your turn, but as soon as you skip your turn, you lose those 45 points, right? But again, it's not enough for you to be like, dang it, I don't want to lose these 45 points. But the whole point of this is to create the camaraderie, create the ability for you to watch players play. And not only that, but fighting games are a social genre. You need to have the communication. Other people watching you play is so important. And like I said, you don't get the points if your friend loses, but you don't lose points. You get zero. But that means then you will try to encourage your teammate and help them, find ways for them to get better, right? And yes, and John the Amatine says, I really like this idea. It's hard to learn alone. That is absolutely why I want to do this, is because it is so hard to learn fighting games by yourself. If you create a group ranked where these four people max or five people max just sit there and they take turns playing, and they're just chatting with each other and having a great time. What is one of the most addicting things about a competitive game like Fortnite or League of Legends or Call of Duty is that you're playing with your friends and you're all just sitting there talking and having a good time, you know, and it becomes a social thing. And now you're enjoying yourself. And not only that, but when you lose to someone and you want to rage, With other people around, you rage less, maybe not, depending on who you are. But at the same time, the other people may be able to calm you down or encourage you or be like, no, no, you did great. Actually, your anti-airs were on point that time, you know? And I think that that's really, really good. Yeah, I mean, obviously you can do this manually with Discord and Reddit, but building it into the game so that you watch them and you're forced to watch and you get a reward for watching and you're rewarded for encouraging them and giving them advice and helping them get stronger. That's the whole point of it. Maybe we even ramp up the points. Maybe you actually, if they get 150, maybe you actually get 50 points. Maybe you get a third of the points. And then for three characters, three wins in a row, like if you have a team of four, three wins in a row, you get a whole 150. And if you win yours, you'll get 300 points or something like that. Maybe we actually do that encouragement. We just have to figure out ways to make sure it's designed so that someone can't carry you. And the reason why it works out pretty well is that, you know, you can't just like join Punk's group and let him carry you, because then Punk is just going to be like, I have to wait every other match. And trust me, they don't want to do that. They don't want to do that. You know what this reminds me of? Monster Hunter. Yeah, I mean, the Monster Hunter thing is very similar to, you know, to the things like League of Legends and Call of Duty. It's just the team. You're creating the team environment, which works for so many other competitive games in a fighting game. But it's more than just, hey, can we, you know, do this? I mean, let's say you fight someone in ranked and they're really good. And you're like, I have never fought a person who uses Aki like that. And then you're like, hey, I'm just going to send you a request for joining my group ranked. And you could just have a two-man group ranked. You could just request it from anybody that you run into. And if they're like, oh, cool, that'd be cool. And then you can watch him play the Aki, you know. And again, by making it so that, because all the consoles have built-in voice chat, you could just set it up, the voice chat in the game itself, right? And if you just don't happen to have the right, you know, stuff for the PlayStation or whatever like that, like the right headsets, you know, for pre-made groups, you can just end up going to Discord and just doing it that way. But the point about it is it creates a group environment. It can create an encouraging kind of environment where people are rooting for each other, helping each other. And it turns fighting games back to a social environment. Yeah, there are a lot of bad arcades out there, but the good arcades, that's what worked. Even if you had a bunch of people there, you would end up forming cliques of like three or four people and you would always help each other. God, how do I beat Vae? The other guy's like, dude, the problem is like every time you're jumping too much. Vae's anti-air is too good. You know, like you get this kind of discussion going. It recreates the idea of the post-session, you know, Denny's IHOP run, et cetera, et cetera. And I really think it would be such an important thing. So I just really want this video to focus on that. I want to get this idea out there. Please share this as much as possible. Tweet about it. Tell people that this is a great idea and we need fighting games to start doing this. Like I said, we'll have to work on ways that you might be able to try to exploit it, or if someone just programs it so that they automatically join the game and just let their character die or something like that. You know, obviously there's going to be ways to exploit this. We have to think about that. But generally, I don't think this is an idea we can overlook. I think this is the right way to improve ranked, honestly. And just will just make it such a better experience. So let me know what you guys think in the comments. Let me know what you guys, if you have any ways to just kind of like to shoot this down, or why you think it's a bad idea, or what we could change, or even if you have something that can enhance it, make it better, please leave it in the comments. Let me know. I really think that, you know, we need to turn fighting games into a social genre again, because that's what it is. We were not meant to sit there and play ranked for 5 hours straight, just looking at numbers going up and down and getting tilted. Like, that's not how we were meant to play fighting games. Let's make it social. Let's make it so that it's about playing with friends and stuff. And let's bring back that joyous aspect of the fighting game. So thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for listening to this idea. Like I said, let me know what you guys think of it. But other than that, thank you. And the day that this podcast graced your ears was the most important day of your life. But for me,
it was Tuesday.